It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
And happy Tuesday to you, the final regular season game for the month of January here on 103.9 FM KNZA. Chance Link hanging out back at the Kansaland Studios. I'm Jake Spalding, joined by my partner, Boz. Chris Boswell, we're back on a mic again, buddy, and we're in front of some Twin Valley League action here tonight. Troy hosting Centralia here tonight, and a great matchup of these two teams. The Trojans here on the girls' side coming in with a 6-6 record underneath Coach Derek Jasper, 2-3 in league play. They've won three straight coming into this game, even including the Twin Valley League tournament. Taking on the Centralia Panthers, Boz, who won the TVL tournament, and they have won 10 straight games, 10-1, their record 4-0, perfect in TVL action. This is going to be a great game. We're going to see some of the best athletes in the TVL on the girls' side tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good matchup. Centralia, they are rolling. You mentioned they win the TVL tournament. They're 10-1 on the season, 4-0 in league. They've won 10 straight. They're just, everything's going well for them. And they've got the squad that could continue for a long time. They could make a deep run in the state tournament this year. But on the flip side, Troy, they're kind of trying to find their way a little bit. They've won three straight. They got a little momentum going. And they've got arguably one of the better players in the league, Harper Westein, averaging over 20 points a ball game. So this is going to be an exciting one tonight.
We're going to look for Owen Deers on Centralia's side, who just went over 1,000 points in her career last week, and Harper Westein as a sophomore. That matchup, I think, will be really fun to watch tonight. You mentioned the Centralia team, a team that is only got one senior on their roster, a young team that is playing very well right now.
They've got a ton of youth on that team, and what's crazy to me is how the young players, the freshmen, they don't play like freshmen. They play with a ton of maturity.
And on Troy's side, again, we mentioned Westside, just a sophomore. Two seniors on their roster, Carly Grable and Katie Mett. Just, again, two very young teams here in this matchup. For the visitors here on the scoreboard tonight, it will be Centralia and their road black uniforms with the orange numerals and lettering trimmed in white. For Troy, they'll be in their home white uniforms with the blue lettering and numerals trimmed in black. And we'll give you their starting lineups here before our pregame timeout. For Centralia, it will be 5'7" freshman Hayden Kramer. Also, be 5'7" junior Tatum Kramer wearing number 11. For Centralia, the girl that everybody looks for when you see Centralia take the floor, it's 5'6" junior Owen Dieters wearing number 15. And 5'7" guard Cora Thompson, a sophomore, wearing number 20. And down low, a girl that, Boz, you saw her in the TVL tournament and you were impressed, 5'10" freshman Tava Gibbs wearing number 41.
Yeah, she's a game changer. Again, a freshman, a young player on the court. She's 5'10", got great height, but she plays with such athleticism. She just moves different than a lot of girls that are freshmen that are on the floor.
For Troy, it'll be 5'8" sophomore Harper Westside at guard wearing number 1 again. 20 points a game, 8 boards a game. She's the do-it-all player for the Trojans. 5'6" junior Gracie Grable wearing number 4. Allie Franken, a 5'7" junior wearing number 13. 5'9" senior Carly Grable down low wearing number 21. And 5'8" junior Emerson Weber wearing number 25. We're stepping aside for our pregame 30-second break. We're back with tip-off from Troy. Centralia, Troy, after this.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Every business, including your farm, has a story and its own challenges. Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance will take the time to learn your story and listen to your challenges. Roy has over 20 years of insurance experience. As a trusted advisor, Roy can help guide you through your risk management plan. Call Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance to discover the possibilities. 785-284-7611. 785-284-7611.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
We're back in Troy, Kansas. Once again, Troy Centralia, a TVL matchup here on 103.9 FM, KNZA. Brandon Tadman, hopefully we'll be back in the next coming weeks, Bozzy.
Come on, B-Tad.
He's feeling better. Everything seems to be going very well for him, so I know a lot of people have been asking where's B-Tad at, and he is on his way back, and I know everybody's going to be excited about that for sure. We got Centralia, Troy, again, Centralia starting five. It's Tatum Kramer, Owen Dieters, Core Thompson, and Tava Gibbs. Centralia moving right to left. For Troy, will be Wettstein, Grable, Franken, Grable, and Weber. Troy moving left to right. Jumping it up will be Franken against Gibbs, and Gibbs for Centralia wins the tip, and it's controlled by Centralia. Moving right to left across your dial, Troy comes out in a 1-3-1 defensive zone set. Dieters in between the rings, passes it right wing to Tatum Kramer, and a pass taken away this time by Emerson Weber. The first turnover of the game comes in the first 10 seconds of this ball game.
Yeah, good defense in that 1-3-1 zone, able to get a deflection and a steal right off the bat.
Man-to-man defense here for the Panthers. Troy with the basketball. Here's Harper Wettstein on the left wing. Dribbles in between the circles now, looks for a screen. We'll reset the offense now with 35 seconds gone by in the first quarter. Still locked in 0-0. Passing out to Gracie Grable. Gets a screen from Emerson Weber. Unable to do anything with it, so the Trojans skip it to the top of the key this time. Three on the way by Frankens off the mark. Rebound ripped away by Dieters, and Centralia controls. Dieters across the timeline now into the front court. Go dribbles to the right elbow. Her pass taken away underneath. Fighting for it is Gibbs and Franken battling down low, and Dieters comes away with it. Owen has her shot blocked. It'll be a jump ball. Possession to Troy.
Boy, it's Troy trying to assert their inside game early in this ball game, and Troy doing a really nice job collapsing that zone, getting hands on loose balls.
So full court pressure being applied here by Centralia. Triggering it in for the Trojans will be junior Allie Franken. Gets it in to Harper Wettstein. She's guarded by Tatum Kramer. Gets across the timeline now and swings it into the right corner to Emerson Weber, who tries to give it back to Wettstein. It's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball.
Yeah, Wettstein gave a little give-and-go, basket cut. She had already turned the corner going underneath the basket. The pass was fortunately knocked out of bounds by Centralia.
Wettstein triggers it in. Nice find to Franken, and Alley gets the scoring started for Troy. It's 2-0 Trojans.
Boy, really nice inbounds play. Screen the screener, got the layup on the backside. Now Troy getting into some full-court pressure.
Gibbs has it in the backcourt, still dribble handoff to Hayden Kramer, who clears the timeline now. Into the front court, Owen Dieters gets a screen by Kramer. With the left-handed dribble, looking for Gibbs down low, gets it to her. Double team comes, steps through, bank shot is good, and the foul.
Well, Tava Gibbs, I'm telling you folks, if you have an opportunity to come watch this young lady play basketball, you need to. You got four more years to do it. But she caught the ball on the left block, made a nice drop step to the middle, through traffic, and got the finish.
Foul called on Allie Franken, her first. Free throw toss is too strong off the back rim. Rebound ripped down by Franken. We're tied at two with a minute 45 gone by here in this opening quarter, tied at two. Man-to-man defense continues here for Centralia. Franken to the top of the key. That's Emerson Weber. Now right wing to Wettstein. Harper hadn't had an opportunity to get a shot off. There's a straightaway three off the way, missed by Gracie Grable. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer, and the Panthers look to push. Up to Dieters. Owen, a deep right wing three, no. Rebound tapped around, ripped away by Franken. That's Allie's third defensive rebound for Troy in this game.
Yeah, Troy doing a nice job controlling the glass, not giving Centralia second chance opportunities.
Wettstein crossing the timeline with maybe a second to spare. Dribbles it into the far short corner. Now top of the key, it comes to Weber. She's guarded by Owen Dieters. Weber takes one dribble to the right wing. It goes down to Carly Grable. And Troy will skip it back out to the top of the key and reset offense here with Harper Wettstein. Westside drives right lane line, spins in the lane, floater is good.
A nice move by Westside. Went with the right-hand dribble towards the wing, spin dribble back to the lane. Nice little floater for the finish.
4-2, Troy with the lead. 5:05 to go in the first frame. Here's another turnover by Centralia. They're third in this game. Quickly at the floor comes the Trojans. Layup missed by Gracie Grable, and a rebound ripped down by Kramer, Hayden Kramer, and she's fouled by, I believe that was on Emerson Weber. That'll be her first. So two fouls on Troy here in the early going. None by Centralia. Dieters beats pressure up across the timeline. Now here come the Panthers. Right corner jump shot. Miss. Rebound, though. Guess who? It's Tava Gibbs. Her putback is good, and it's 4-4.
Yeah, they're going to have to do, Troy, they're going to have to do a really good job on the glass. I mentioned not giving them second-chance opportunities. That time, Gibbs with the putback on the offensive board.
15-foot jump shot from the baseline. Missed by Carly Crable. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer. Here come the Panthers moving right to left across your dial. Owen Peters dribbles it into the right corner. Gives it off down low to Tatum Kramer. Her pass taken away. Fourth turnover on the Panthers here in the early going. Now Westside has it ripped out of her hands by Owen Dieters, and Dieters looking to push. Dieters, right lane line, step through. Layup is good.
A beautiful step through by Owen Dieters. Just under control, didn't really force it, but was able to get the step through for the bucket.
Second lead change of the game, the first lead now for Centralia. They lead 6-4. Quickly down the floor, here's Frank and her bank shot. No. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer. Said that name a few times in the defensive glass as well for the Panthers.
Yeah, she's doing a nice job controlling the defensive boards.
Skip pass. Owen Dieters wide open. Left wing three, too strong. Rebound ripped down backside by Gracie Grable for Troy. So Harper Wettstein will slowly dribble this up across the timeline. Coach Derek Jasper calling out the offense, asking for ISO here. Back screen, nice find underneath the basket for the Trojans, and banking it home is Emerson Weber.
Well, a really nice find that time. Carly Grable, there was a back screen on the near wing. She was wide open underneath. Beautiful pass.
Tied at 6 now. Up the court come the Panthers. Left corner 3 by Tatum Kramer is good. First triple of the game goes the way of the Panthers, who reclaim the lead now at 9-6. Stoppage on the court as the ball was deflected out of bounds off of Centralia. It'll stay Trojan basketball. As three new Panthers come into the game, Tori Kuckelman will come in for the first time. So will Josie Haverkamp for Centralia and Isabel Haverkamp. Also on the floor for the Panthers, still Owen Dieters and Hayden Kramer. Same five in the game still for Troy. Has not made a substitution yet. Across the timeline, here's a three on the way by Harper Westside. Straight away, it's good. Man, we're going shot for shot right now, Boz. We knew this game would be a good one.
Just back and forth. And, you know, you're seeing a little more scoring from Centralia from different people. Wettstein doing a nice job finding those open spots, able to knock down her triple.
Nearly a backcourt violation by Centralia, but Dieter's able to control in the front court. Gathers herself, step through, shot off the window. No, thought she was fouled, but rebound cleared by Troy. Here comes Gracie Grable. Gives it off to Harper Wettstein. Backed up Gracie. Into the front court, Westside, same spot, three on the way, is good, but she traveled.
Oh, she took a little extra gather step there. It was really close.
Coach Jasper looking at the official and asking, can you show me what she did, please? And a little bit of a shuffle right before the shot went up.
It was just a little right, left, right. That third step got her.
Nicole Judd into the game for the first time for the Trojans. Also on the floor, still Franken. Here's a deflection and another turnover by Centralia, their fifth of the first quarter. Wettstein quickly up the floor. Her shot blocked, but a foul. We can finally give you the full reset here. It's still Wettstein, still Gracie Grable out there into the game for the first time. Nicole Judd, as well as Allie Franken on the floor, and Emerson Weber. So Wettstein to the line to shoot two. First toss on the way is good. She's got 6 of the 10 for the Trojans in this game. Boz, is there any doubt that she's averaging 20 a game?
No, and here's what's interesting. She's averaging a little over 20 a game, and then the scoring drops down to 7.5 for Gracie Grable and 6 for Allie Franken.
Second free throw missed. Quickly up the floor come the Panthers. On the right wing, it's Tori Kuckelman. Swings it near side now to Keelan Rempe, who just checked in for the Panthers as well. Skip pass into the corner. 3 fake there by Hayden Kramer. Now Kuckelman between the rings, picks up her dribble, tries to find Haverkamp on the block. She does. Kick out. Head fake out of three. Hayden Kramer, she'll step into a long two. That's short. Rebound ripped down by Kuckelman. Where does Centralia go for scoring here with Dieters on the bench and Gibbs? They try to find Haverkamp down low. She's triple teamed. Now, dribble on the inside. Kick out. Haverkamp, she'll fire a deep corner of three, Boz. That one's too strong. Ripped down by Troy's Carly Grable.
That was a really good defensive possession by Troy in that 1-3-1 zone. They're really doing a good job of stopping the dribble drug penetration from Centralia, making them settle for long shots.
105 to go in the frame. 10-9, Troy leading Centralia here early on. Wettstein on the left with left-handed dribble, tries to drive baseline, but cut off nicely by Kramer. Now a skip pass, jumper missed by Carly Grable. Rebound cleared by Hayden Kramer, and here come the Panthers. 45 seconds to go in the first frame. Hayden Kramer skips it near side to Keelan Rempe. They work it around the horn, back to Kramer. Now another skip pass. This one too strong this time.
Yeah, 1-3-1's kind of causing Australia some fits. Typically, they look inside to their size, their post players. At 1-3-1, you've got a girl in front, a girl behind. It's taking away that option. So Centralia really operating from the perimeter right now.
First time that we've seen Coach Dusty Thompson go big down low as both Haverkamp and Gibbs down low for Centralia as Dieters checks back in as well. Wettstein on the left wing, head fakes. Dieters now guarding her in this man-to-man defense for Centralia.
Boy, this is a great matchup, Wettstein and Dieters.
Troy tries to find inside to Emerson Weber. It's knocked away. A turnover on Troy, and Centralia gives it right back. That's now 7 turnovers on the game here in the first quarter for Centralia. 11 seconds to go in this opening quarter. 10-9, Troy with the lead. Wettstein breaks the timeout. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Harper dribbles to the left wing. Step back three. It's good! Ice in her veins, Boz, and it's 13-9. Troy leading Centralia. Wettstein with a big first quarter, 9 of the 13 for Troy. We've got a timeout on the floor. Back after this break at 13-9 Trojans here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital and Sabetha Family Practice. From delivering precious newborns to caring for aging patients, from preventative exams to outpatient services, we are dedicated to improving the health and well-being of our community. For an appointment at Sabetha Family Practice, call 785-284-2141 or visit our website at sabethahospital.com for a complete list of the services we provide. Committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back in Troy, Kansas, TVL basketball here on 103.9. Jake Spaulding hanging out with Chris Boswell. Chance Link back in the studios. It's 13-9 as we begin the second quarter of action. Troy leading Centralia, forcing 7 Panther turnovers in that first quarter. Centralia with the basketball. Owen Dieters kicks it in the corner to Hayden Kramer, drives in the lane. Top of the key, swing one extra pass to Tatum Kramer, who's caught in the corner now. Let's reset your lineups here as Centralia's got Keelan Rempe, as well as Owen Dieters, Hayden Kramer, Tatum Kramer. And down low working is Cora Thompson. No bigs on the floor right now for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's true. Just trying to figure out what's working right now.
Three on the way by Keelan Rempe is good.
That worked.
Freshman for Centralia. How about for Troy? It's the same starting 5 minus 1 as turnover on the Trojans. Wettstein, just the third on Troy, tried to get up the floor quickly. It's Harper Wettstein as well as Nicole Judd on the floor with Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, and Allison Grable for the Trojans. And another pocket pick here by Troy. That's turnover number 8 on the Panthers.
Yeah, Centralia right now, they're trying different lineups. They went big, now they're small. They're trying to operate around the perimeter and see if they can find some gaps in that 1-3-1.
Judd, nice little give and go here. Franken in the middle of the lane, turn around left-handed shot goes through. Allie Franken just kind of threw that one up, Bonds, and it hit bottom. It's 4 points in the game for her.
Well, the good thing with that offense, they got her attacking the rim, got her the ball in the paint. She didn't hesitate, took it right back up.
15-12, Troy with the lead, Centralia with the basketball. Into the short corner it goes. That's Tatum Kramer. Top of the key now to Hayden Kramer. Head fakes on a three, now Dieters has it between the rings. Owen drives left lane line. A lot of contact, shot up, no. But she's fouled, and will go to the line to shoot a couple.
Yes, Trey, they're really spreading them out on this 1-3-1. They're looking to attack the gaps. Owen Dieters, she's so strong off the dribble, off the bounce. That time she was able to get down the left lane line and get into the paint.
Allison Grable with her first personal, team's first here in the second quarter. Free throw, first one goes through for Owen Dieters. 3 points for Dieters. 15-13 your score. One more free throw coming here for the junior sensation. Her second one is good. She's got four, and a timeout by Coach Thompson for Centralia. It's 15-14, Troy. Back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Jacob Boz hanging out with you here in Troy. That's Troy Centralia. Chance Link back at the studios. 15-14, Troy with the lead and basketball out of the Centralia timeout. 6 minutes to go here in this first half. Scoring update presented by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Donovan West girls leading Axel 14-6 at the end of the first quarter. Again, it's 15-14 here. Troy with the basketball. Here's Harper Westside, straight away three. That's no good. Rebound ripped down by Tatum Kramer for Centralia. They're trying to take their first lead, Bob, since it was all the way back at 8-6.
Yeah, and here's what's crazy. I feel like Troy's playing really, really well. They're knocking down some threes, and it's still a one-point game. They haven't been able to create any separation on the scoreboard.
Staying in that 1-3-1 defense. Here's a wide open left wing three by Rempe, who hit one just a moment ago. That one's too strong. Goes out of bounds to the Trojans. Back in is Emerson Weber. She replaces Nicole Judd for Troy. And coming out of the game is Cora Thompson. She's being replaced by Tava Gibbs for Centralia. A little three-quarter court pressure here by Centralia. Troy has kind of been having to deal with some pressure most of this game.
Yes, they're just trying to speed things up a little bit right now. They struggled a little bit offensively in the half court, so they're trying to create some transition buckets here.
Top of the key, it's Harper Wettstein. Extended zone pressure here by Centralia. Into the short corner it comes to Carly Grable. Skip pass to Gracie Grable. Now Wettstein has it on the left wing. Pass deflected. It's on the deck, and a jump ball will be called. Possession will stay with Troy. Carly Grable on the floor, sets a screen as Wettstein triggers it into Gracie Grable. Back to Wettstein. Coach Jasper calling out his play. Wanted up. Here's a nice little give and go. Outside now. Back in and a deflection. Another turnover here in the second quarter by Troy. Their second.
Yeah, a little disjointed possession right there. They were really not able to get into their good offensive sets and kind of panicked a little bit.
Dieters quickly up the floor, drives left lane line and puts up a shot. No good, but she's fouled, and we'll go back to the line. That's the second foul now on Emerson Weber here in this ballgame.
So here's what happens against that 1-3-1. You stretch it, reverse on the ball. The seams get a lot bigger. The gaps get bigger to attack, and Owen Dieters, after the ball reversed a couple times, there's nobody there. The rotation isn't quick enough, so Owen Dieters, she's able to find that gap and get in the paint. She's so dangerous when she gets inside the paint.
Ties this game up with the first free throw, does Dieters. Second toss is true as well. She's got six, and we've got our fifth lead change here in this ball game. It's 16-15, Centralia with the lead. Here's a pass deflected again. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Troy Trojans, but Troy, against this pressure, Buzz, has started in the second quarter kind of had more issues, yeah?
Yeah, you know, I've talked about this a lot in the past. You know, teams that press and try to play fast, it doesn't mean you want a turnover every single possession. You're just trying to speed your opponent up. you might wear them down over the course of time.
Three on the way by Weststein is good, and Harper, she's now got 12 in the game, 18-16 the lead for the Trojans.
Yeah, if you're Centralia, there's one person, absolutely one person you have to account for.
Turnover by the Panthers. Weststein quickly up the floor. Has it taken away, though, by Dieters. So exchanging turnovers there. And Dieters has the basketball. Weststein picking her up at the half court. Dieters, step back three straight away. Bounces in. Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough night if Owen Dieters gets going. You can kind of see it. You can feel it. She's getting more confident.
Seventh lead change now as it's 19-18 Panthers. Here we go. Into the front court. Judd has it. Gives it back to Gracie Grable, who will dribble up to the middle of the floor. Back to Grable. Looking for Weststein. She was wide open.
Got to be a really quick reversal right there.
Weststein gets the basketball, though, with a left-handed dribble across the perimeter. Into the corner it goes. Three on the way by Frank, and it's short. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer. I swear she's got six or seven defensive rebounds early in this game.
Yeah, she's been really good on the glass.
Here's a step-back three by Dieters off the front rim. No rebound, though. There's Tava Gibbs. Her putback, too strong. Rebound by Franken for the Trojans. Haven't seen much of Tava Gibbs since that early part of the first quarter.
Yeah, it's just she hasn't been able to get in the flow of the game. And really what she's going to need to do tonight is just clean up on the glass.
Trojans turn it over, bounce pass trying to get the high post to Carly Grable, but quickly up the floor come the Panthers, and Gibbs misses the bunny. Can the Trojans take advantage of this one? They had numbers, but they back it out now, trailing by one, 2:36 to go in the first half, and they do. Allie Franken, left-handed baseline drive, bank shot is good, and it's 20-19, our eighth lead change in this game.
Well, that was a really strong finish.
A deep three on the way by Tori Kuckelman, no good, but Dieters with the rebound. Ball deflected and taken away by Harper Weststein. Quickly up the floor, her layup too strong. Rebound tapped around and coming away with this Gracie Grable. Trojans retain possession. Skip pass, Carly Grable into the corner to Nicole Judd. Now they swing it around to Harper Weststein. High post fashion to Franken. Allie kicks it out. Gracie Grable, left wing three, too strong. Rebound, tapped around, and coming away with it, Owen Dieters for Centralia. Crazy possession there.
The pace has definitely picked up a little bit. Centralia actually dropped back into a 2-3 zone the last two possessions, just trying to mix things up and keep Troy's offensive systems out of sync a little bit.
Hayden Kramer misses a right wing three. Rebound taken down by Harper Weststein. Quickly up the floor come the Trojans. It's Gracie Grable back to Harper. Straight away three on the way, too strong. Rebound tapped out and taken by Gracie Grable, and then Dieters picks up a foul.
Well, that was a strong defensive or offensive rebound. Went right through Owen Dieters. No foul called. They let him play. But I'd like to see the aggressiveness of Troy going after those rebounds.
Josie Haverkamp, Isabel Haverkamp, and Tatum Kramer back in, replacing Hayden Kramer, Owen Dieters, and Keelan Rempe for Centralia. On the floor, Troy with the basketball in the front court. 1:15 to go in this opening half, a one-point lead for the Trojans. Gracie Grable, right wing, Harper Weststein, head fakes on a three. Entry pass deflected by Gibbs and taken away by Centralia. Up the court, controlling it, Tori Kuckelman skips it into the corner to Tatum Kramer. She drives in, kicks out, right wing, Josie Haverkamp. Her pass nearly taken away. Collected, though, and a free throw line jumper made by Isabel Haverkamp, her first bucket of the game. And Centralia leads 21-20.
Back and forth, here we go.
Ninth lead change in this game already. Carly Grable into the corner, skip pass to Gracie Grable on the left wing for the Trojans. Judd has it now, her pass deflected and taken away. Turnover on Troy, now number eight in this game. Up the floor quickly, Tava Gibbs. Her dribble drive is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia basketball. 26 seconds left to go in the half, and Dieters comes back in with Cora Thompson, replacing Isabel Haverkamp and Tori Kuckelman.
Centralia, they've gone back to both their bigs, and Tava Gibbs and Josie Haverkamp on the offensive side, seeing if they can get something going in the paint.
Dieters to trigger for Centralia underneath their own basket. Gets it into Haverkamp. Power dribble in the lane. Needs some help. Finds Cora Thompson. Thompson right lay line drive back out to Josie. Now handoff to Owen Dieters. Man-to-man here for Troy. And it's Weststein on Dieters. Dieters into the lane. double team. Her pass deflected out of bounds. It'll be Austin Trelia, and Dieter's looking a little maybe frustrated.
Yeah, frustrated. She tried to drive again down that left lane line with the left hand, and she actually had three girls collapse, two others besides Whetstone. It might have been a reach, might have been a foul. Got a piece of her arm. She threw it out of bounds. She wasn't real happy with that.
3 seconds to go in the half. Westside lane line drive. Shot up and good. And that's two straight quarters in a row where Westside hits a bucket right before the end of the frame. We've reached halftime presented by Highland Community College. From here, you can see anywhere. It's 22-21. Troy leading Centralia at the break. We're back after this to summarize what just happened here in first half here in Twin Valley League action on 103.9 FM, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
And we're back here in Troy, Kansas once again. A TVL matchup between Centralia and Troy. And this game means a lot more than just a game on the last regular season day in January, because not only is TVL League standings at risk right now, because Centralia coming into this game undefeated in Twin Valley League action, whereas Troy 2-3 in the league. So placement in TVL action, obviously a very big proponent of this game. But these two teams, Boz, are also in the same sub-state as well. So sub-state seating at this point of the year, yes, you want to be placing yourself well in the league itself, maybe go for a league title. But sub-state seating is more important than that right now. Is that not right?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously want to do as well as you can during the season, but that's something you're always keeping an eye on as a coach, is where you're sitting and what your opponents might look like depending on where you fall in that bracket. So, yeah, I mean, that's something you're obviously looking at, your overall record and those seedings.
Right now, Centralia leading in that sub-state with a 10-1 record, the top spot. And then it goes Burlingame, D West, the next two spots in that sub-state. Troy is the 4 seed right now in that sub-state, and so if everything were to stay as they are right now, you know, you would have a D-West Troy matchup in that sub-state to open things up. And so Troy, the win tonight can go big propelling for them heading into the last part of the season. What has stuck out to you with this Troy Trojan team to have this halftime score of 22-21?
Well, the thing with Troy I was impressed with, they're very patient offensively. Centralia threw a couple different things. Majority of it was man. They played a little 2-3 zone, and Centralia also came out and did some pressing on it, and Troy really didn't lose their composure with any of those changes. They started to wear down a little bit at the end of the second quarter against the full court or three-quarter court pressure, but overall they've just been very good offensively. They're working the ball around, they're trying to get the shots they want, and really a lot of those shots are Harper Weststein. She's gotten herself open. She does a real nice job of moving without the ball, finding gaps. And when they find her and she's open, she has space, she's dangerous.
Harper Weststein leading the Troy Trojans right now, Bob, with 14 first-half points. Again, she averages just over 20 a game. 14 in the first half. Allie Franken with 6, 2 for Emerson Weber. Leading the way for the Panthers is none other than Owen Dieters, who really took off in that second quarter. 9 points for her to pace the Panthers. 4 for Tava Gibbs. 3 each for Keelan Rempe and Tatum Kramer. And then 2 for Isabel Haberkamp. Some other big statistics that you've got going there, too.
Yeah, so we kind of take a look at what got Troy to this one-point lead. And quite honestly, Harper West's not a big part of that. But as a team, Troy, they're shooting 47% from the field right now. They're 9 of 19 overall. They're 6 of 10 inside the arc. They knocked down 3 threes, all Harper Weststein. They're 3 of 9 beyond the arc. So shooting at a really high clip. On the flip side of that, Centralia, they're 7 of 18 from the field, 39%. Not a huge difference there, but that's why you see the one-point lead. They were 4 of 9 inside the arc, 3 of 9 outside, beyond the arc. The other thing that's really telling to me, Centralia's got 11 first-half turnovers. Now, Troy, not a ton better, but they've got 8 turnovers in the first half. The big difference, though, you start looking at stuff, the boards, defensive rebounds, exactly the same. Both teams have 8. I really thought Centralia would have a much better advantage or a bigger advantage on the glass. So Troy doing a nice job. They only gave up 4 offensive rebounds to Centralia in the first half. Tava Gibbs had a couple early in the game. I think Haberkamp might have had one late, and then a long rebound for an offensive board. So really, Troy doing a nice job controlling the glass, taking care of the ball, forcing some turnovers from Trillia. That's why they're ahead by 1 at half.
And we've got about 30 seconds here to give us keys to the second half, Boz, and let's do each side, starting with Centralia down by 1.
Okay, so Centralia, they just have to be a little more assertive against that 1-3-1 zone. They're settling for perimeter activity. Owen Dieters was able to penetrate gaps and get inside. They got to get more of that, more paint touches. Troy on the other side, they need to remain patient, work the ball, find their open shooters, find Harper Weststein when she's open, keep attacking offensively.
Keep swinging the ball around the perimeter. That's what was success in the first half for Troy. We'll see what Coach Jasper and Coach Thompson said at halftime. What's going to be the second half? It's going to be a great one. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 3 minutes for second half action. Troy leading Centralia 22-21 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
KMTS of Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, KMTS offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KMTS.com to learn more. KMTS Trucking of Savetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, you're listening to the Highland Community College Halftime Report. From here, you can go anywhere, highlandcc.edu. Halftime is over. Third quarter about to get underway. I'm Jake. That's Bob. Chance Link back in the studios. 22-21 Troy leading Centralia at the half. Quick check of scores from around the area presented by Holt House Auto House. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Halftime scores. Donovan West leading Axel Girls 31-13 and Riverside leading Sabetha 21-6 at the break. And Hiawatha Girls leading Nemaha Central 10-7 last check at the end of the first quarter in that one. Second half underway. Troy with the basketball. Harper Wettstein. Man-to-man defense here by the Panthers early. Give you a reset of the lineups here for the Trojans as it's Carly Grable, Gracie Grable, Harper Wettstein, also Emerson Weber, and Allie Franken. For the Panthers, it's Cora Thompson, Owen Dieters, Tatum Kramer, and Tava Gibbs on the floor. Wettstein to trigger it in underneath their own basket. Gets it into Franken. Allie needs some help. Finds Harper. She dribbles it in the middle of the lane. Now we'll back it out to the right wing. Gracie Grable now dribble handoff with Wettstein. Harper swings it to the right wing to Emerson Weber. Really patient offensive set here early on for the Trojans.
Very patient. That's one of the keys we talked about, and they're close to taking a minute off the clock right now, just looking for the right shot.
Franken, nice pass to Wettstein. Frank's shot is good. She was collapsed on by two Panther defenders. Gets the shot to go through and the foul. It'll go against Tava Gibbs, her first. And Harper now with 16 in the game, trying to make it 17. And she does. 2 for 3 from the line for Wettstein, and it's 25-21 after that three-point play. Trojans on top.
Yeah, I like what Troy is doing right now. They're applying a little full-court pressure, and then they drop right back into this 1-3-1 zone. And Centralia really hasn't looked comfortable against that all game.
Left wing three on the way by Hayden Kramer. No good. Rebound ripped down by Allie Franken for the Trojans. Wettstein looking to push. Right elbow pass to Allie Franken. Too high. Deflected out of bounds off of Dieters. It'll stay with Troy. And Owen not happy with
pleading,
that one.
Pleading her case. She's like, I did not hit that out of bounds.
Harper Wettstein to trigger. Gets it into Gracie Grable. Into the left short corner. Man-to-man defense stays intact here for the Panthers. Here's an elbow dribble drive from Carly Grable from the right elbow. She backs it out, gives it to Gracie Grable, now skips it back to Carly, who dribbles into a lane, buys, and banks it home.
What a nice move. She was a little out of position when she first caught it. She did a little spin along the baseline. Carly Grable, good body control.
Owen Dieters drives baselines, cut off by Franken. Now Hayden Kramer swings it to Tatum Kramer on the left wing. She drives baseline. She's cut off by Franken again. This 1-3-1 is almost like a trap when a baseline drive happens.
Well, when the ball goes to the corner, it's a little bit difficult in a 1-3-1 to trap the corner because you don't have a whole lot of people on the backside, but Troy's just scrambling to the ball, and they got two people on it all the time.
Dieters misses a bunny and then gets her on rebound, but then gets it stolen away. Up the court comes the Trojans. Harper Wettstein with the dribble between the rings with the right hand. Now in the right corner it goes. Emerson Weber. Nice job here by Gracie Crable, who's fouled. No motion offense there from the Trojans, and Grable will go to the line for two.
Here's one thing I really, really like when you watch Trojan or Troy play. A lot of high school teams, you'll see they catch the ball and they immediately put the ball on the ground. They look to dribble right away. Troy does a really nice job of catching the ball. They square up, they look, they hold it, they evaluate what's there. And then if they're dribbling, they're attacking or dribbling off the screen. There's no unnecessary dribbling.
Now the largest lead in the game for the Trojans at 28-21. After the first free throw made by Gracie. Second toss on the way is short. Rebound ripped down by Tava Gibbs for the Panthers. So 28-21, 3 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. What have the Panthers got to do offensively here? Owen Dieters with the basketball skips it to Hayden Kramer.
So Centurion, they've got to find a way to get paint touches, and that was pretty close to one. Hayden Kramer, good dribble drive down the right lane, drew two people, went up strong into him, and is going to shoot some free throws. Halftime score from Holton. Holton 14, Roll Valley 11 in that Big 7 league battle. Again, scoring updates presented by Holthouse Auto House. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today? Hayden Kramer at the line, misses the first, has one more coming, and neither team gone to their bench yet either, Boz. Nearly 3 minutes gone into this second half. Second toss by Kramer is good. Her first point of the game, and on a made bucket for the first time in this second half. Full court pressure being applied, but the Trojans break it with ease. Gracie Grable on the left wing with a right-handed dribble into the lane. Out to Emerson Weber, who gives it off to Weststein. And again, it's a Weststein-Dieters matchup. Harper picks up her dribble between the rings, needs help, finds Allie Franken. Now Gracie Grable to Weststein, down low, and a shot rejected by Josie Haverkamp. As Franken, it looked like she maybe had an easy layup. Yeah, great recovery on the backside by Haverkamp to get a hand on that ball. Bodies hit the deck, and Owen Dieters loses the handle on it. It goes out of bounds. It'll go to Troy. Turnover on Centralia number 13, and Coach Dusty Thompson is begging for an official to come talk to him. Well, you can tell Owen Dieters, she's getting a little bit frustrated with, if you're Troy, that's not a bad thing, because when you're frustrated, you tend to do a little bit too much sometimes. So Owen Dieters, she's a fantastic player. She just got to slow down and get her composure. Troy with the basketball. Harper Weststein between the rings in the front court. Left-handed dribble, weave action, gives it off to Gracie Grable. Now Franken in the lane, kicks it out to Weber. Straightaway jumper from 15 by Carly Grable. No good. Rebound ripped down by Dieters. Owen, nice behind-the-back dribble around two different defenders. Up to Hayden Kramer. And she loses the handle on it. Was it deflected? No. Turnover number 14 now on Centralia. Yeah, Centralia just out of sync, out of rhythm. They're trying to push just a little too hard right now, and it's getting them out of control. Trojans get it into the front court. It's Harper Weststein. Nice Euro step, and the shot no, and a foul will be called. Weststein will go to the line for two. A really late whistle. Weststein with the step through, the little Euro step. They got fortunate that inbounds play from the backcourt. It missed Harper Weststein, but it was caught by Troy in the front court, and then they found Weststein cutting to the basket. Weststein 2-for-3 at the line tonight, makes the first, and one more upcoming as Coach Jasper goes to his bench for the first time in the second half, replacing Emerson Weber with Nicole Judd. Next free throw by Weststein, no good. Rebound by Gibbs. That was Tava's second foul as well for Centralia. 3:52 to go in the third. It's 29-22 Troy. Centralia with the basketball in the front court. And a three-second violation will be called on Centralia. Yeah, Centralia's got back to their bigs, Haverkamp and Gibbs, and it's really tough against this 1-3-1 that Troy's throwing at them. They're sunk so far back in the lane, it's hard to find the passing angles into the post. Tatum Kramer will be replaced by Tori Kuckelman into the game for Centralia. So Weststein in the backcourt for the Trojans. Troy with the basketball into the front court. It's Allie Franken, and a trap comes. Ball loose on the deck. Picked up by Hayden Kramer. Here come the Panthers. Over to Dieters. Owen, right block. Shot off the window. No. Rebound backside by Gibbs. Her putback, no, but she's fouled. And will go to the line to shoot a pair. You can tell the urgency right now, Centralia. They're really trying to pick the pace up. Full court pressure. That time a little diamond press. Trap in the front court or the backcourt. First foul on Harper Weststein. Gives to the line. She's 0 for 1 on the day, but makes the first of this two-shot foul. Three team fouls on the Panthers, two on Troy. 3:30 to go in this third frame, 29-23 Trojans. Second toss by Gibbs is good. So she's got six in the game, and that full court pressure is still being applied here by the Panthers. Franken needs help. Triggers it into Gracie Grable. She's trapped. Gets it off to Franken. Allie breaks the timeline, but dribbles right into a trap. Nearly traveled with it, but a deflection and a steal no matter what. Steal by Dieters. Owen across the timeline. Picked up by Weststein. Dribbles between the legs, and a foul will be called on Troy. And if that's on Harper, that's going to be her second. Nope, it'll be on Gracie Grable, her first. Team's third.
and Coach Jasper wants a timeout. 3:13 to go in the third frame. 29-24, Troy has not trailed in this third quarter. We're back after this 30-second timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil wants you to protect your equipment and get rewarded by purchasing premium Synex lubricants. You can earn a $50 gift card for every 100 gallons of qualifying Synex lubricants purchased between now and February 29th, 2024. It's the Synex Gift Cards for Gallons promotion. See Berwick Co-op Oil Company for qualifying Synex products and promotion details. Some exclusions apply. Synex Gift Cards for Gallons, a rewarding experience for you and your equipment. Contact Berwick Oil Company or visit berwickoil.com.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back here in Troy, you're hanging out with Jake and Boz. Chance Link back at the studio, and 29-24 out of the Coach Jasper timeout. It'll be Centralia with the basketball, trailing by 5, 3:13 to go in the frame. Dieter's trying to trigger it in. As she triggers it in, knocked away, and a turnover on Centralia. Westside looking to push in transition. Nice step-around move. Her shot missed. Rebound fought for and a foul on Centralia. It'll be on Josie Haverkamp, her first.
That was a great offensive rebound. Carly Grable followed the shot from Westheim, got the rebound, and frustrated Josie Haverkamp a little bit, who committed the foul.
Fourth team foul on the Panthers. The next whistle against them will be a two-shot foul for Troy. Triggering in is Westheim to Gracie Grable. Now she gets it back between the rings, guarded tightly by Owen Dieters. Screen set. Westheim spins out of it. Dieter is just applying that ball pressure, dives for it, and knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay Troy basketball, but look at that effort for 15.
Fantastic matchup. Owen Dieter is a superb defender. She's putting all sorts of pressure on Harper Westheim, but Harper Westheim is a fantastic ball handler.
Harper with the basketball, breaks the timeline. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Troy with a five-point lead and the basketball. Here's Judd, top of the key, and Dieters is going to be called with the defensive foul as an elevator screen was set by Carly Grable, setting up a Westheim three opportunity, but she just blew right through that.
She did. A little bit of frustration. She was a little bit behind on the elevator screen and ran right through the screener. That looked like a running back coming through a linebacker.
So Carly Grable at the line for two, as that's the fifth team foul on Centralia. Misses the first, one more upcoming. The second personal on Owen here, 2:38 to go in the third.
If Troy wants to extend this lead, they got to make some of these free throws. A 3 of 6 here in the second half on the line.
Isabel Haverkamp checks in for Hayden Kramer. Second toss is true for Grable. Her third point of the game, and it's 30-24, 2:35 clock moving here in the third quarter. Centralia trailing by 6, has trailed by as many as 7 with the basketball. Down low is Josie Haverkamp. They're going to say shot rejected by Carly Grable, and then a kick ball. Troy will retain possession in the backcourt.
Yeah, Centralia doing everything they can. They're not having a great offensive tonight, so they're trying to pick up the defense, get some turnovers and easy transition buckets.
Gracie Grable with a dribble, left hand, breaks the timeline, spins and gives it back to Harper Westheim. Harper to the right wing. It's Nicole Judd. Now top of the key, it's Carly Grable. Now Westheim on the left wing, looking to drive on Dieters, who has two fouls. Kick it back out to the Trojans, though. Gracie Grable will reset offense, and I think we have a three-second call we do on Allie Frank. A second time that's been called in this game, and I'll tell you, you don't see that very often anymore.
No, it's, you know, a lot of times that call, you just don't see it. Officials sometimes are late getting to it, but, yeah, good job defensively by Centralia.
Timeout on the floor by Centralia. It's 30-24 with 2 minutes even to go in the third frame. We're back after this 30-second timeout to Troy here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
A division of HTLF Bank. Our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Troy, Kansas, it's a TVL matchup that is a great one in the fourth quarter. Man, I can't wait for it. Jake and Bob hanging out with you in Troy. Chance back at the studios out of the timeout by the Panthers. They trail by six, but have the basketball here with 2 minutes to go in the third frame. Trelia made just one field goal here in this second half. Is that right, Bob?
Yes, Trelia. Actually,
they have not made a field goal. And at all their points, only 3 points in this third quarter, all from the free throw line. And they're going to be going back there right now as Harper Westside picks up her second foul as Tatum Kramer drove it to the left elbow. Shot was rejected, but contact was made. Kramer goes to the line for 2 3 points in the game so far and makes the first free throw. The trend continues right now for Centralia Bonds. There's over 6 minutes of gameplay and no field goals in the second half.
Yeah, they struggled early in this ball game, scoring not early second quarter. They kind of slowed down as far as scoring the ball, but just having a tough time getting any open looks offensively.
Second free throw missed by Kramer. It's a 5-point lead for the Trojans. They got the basketball. Westside across the timeline. Dishes it off. Now Gracie Grable, a left wing three, is short. Rebound tapped around and collected by Centralia's Tori Kuckelman. Tatum Kramer will facilitate offense with no Owen Dieters on the floor right now for Centralia. And it's deflected off of Centralia, and it'll be a turnover on the Panthers.
Yeah, you can just see the body language from Centralia. They're just not able to get in any rhythm. They've been super frustrated with this 1-3-1 by Troy.
17th turnover by the Panthers in this game. Dieters back in, so is Tava Gibbs. So is Josie Haverkamp. Here's a ball loose on the deck, poked away and taken away by Carly Grable. Gives it off to Gracie on the right wing. She's stumbling, falling, and it's knocked out of bounds. Off of the Trojans there. I've only got them with 12 turnovers here in this ball game. Centralia has 5 more turnovers. Has not made a field goal in this second half, Oz, but only trailed by 5 with 1 minute to go in the third with the basketball.
Yeah, you would think Centralia would be up by a lot more at this point. There's the first field goal.
Tava Gibbs, a 15-footer from the baseline, and the Panthers are within 3, under a minute to go. Troy looking for a basket. Keep in mind that Harper Westside has hit a shot both in the first and the second quarter right before the buzzer. Troy holds for the final shot here with 40 seconds to go. They throw it away instead. Deflected, off of Centralia. It'll stay Troy's ball.
Yeah, they've been pretty patient. I don't know if they actually hold it. They've been patient through this entire game, so I think you work the ball, and if you get an open shot, you take it.
Westine to trigger it in for the Trojans. Nice back find to Allie Franken, who banks it home.
That is a screen, the screener out of the box set. That's twice in this ball game they've gotten the girl open on the backside.
8 points for Franken. Centralia with the basketball down by 5. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Tatum Kramer needing some help, finds it with Owen Dieters in the left corner.
Boy, Troy absolutely not letting Centralia get the ball inside until that one.
Nice find by Dieters. She finds Tava Gibbs, who's now got 10 in the game. 9 seconds to go. Nice back find. Once again, the Trojans find the Panthers sleeping. Allison Grable banks it home with 2 seconds to go. Dieters from half court to heave. And Owen Dieters from half court to end the third quarter. Holy cow. Troy leading 34-32, but all momentum right now swings to Centralia as we head to the fourth. We're back in 1 minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
KNZA.
Jake and Boz hanging out in Troy in a great TVO girls matchup. Chance Link back in the studios. We begin the fourth quarter of action after an Owen Dieters buzzer-beating three from half court. As Boz just mentioned, three quarters, three buzzer beaters to end each frame. Troy with the basketball to begin the fourth, and it's taken away by Owen Dieters. 13th turnover in the game by the Trojans. Dieters, nice find underneath the Gibbs, but it's tapped out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia basketball.
Here's why Owen Dieters is such a competitor. She hasn't had a fantastic offensive night, but she doesn't let up on the defensive side. A lot of high school players let their offense dictate how their defense goes. She's the exact opposite.
Dieters triggers it in for the Panthers, finds Tatum Kramer, who sets up offense between the rings. Pass it left wing to Dieters, who pushes it to the corner with Tatum Gibbs, looking for some help, finds Josie Haberkamp in the middle of the lane. She has to kick it back out to Dieters. Troy in man-to-man, which has been most of this game, and Dieters tries baseline, bank shot, and she says, let's go. Count the bucket and one, the third foul on Westside. And Boz, we are tied at 34 after the largest lead of the game was Troy, 29-22. This is an extended 12-5 run.
I'd be curious to see if Coach Jasper stays in man. You know, he might have done that just to start the quarter, just to mix things up. But I don't think Troy can handle Centralia in the man. The zone's been very effective for him this ballgame.
Pass up the court, deflected out of bounds off Centralia. It'll be Troy basketball, 35-34. 10 lead changes in this game now, as it's 35-34 Centralia with the one-point advantage. Westine with the basketball, dribbles left wing. Dieters is on her, switches it to the right side, now kicked it in the corner to Judd. Judd had a big Tava Gibbs on her, throws it up, ball caught by Carly Grable. Her shot missed, and gets her own rebound, Boz, puts it back up, and no whistle called, and she immediately looked at the official and said, where's that call?
Yeah, she did.
Got to be careful with that. 6:45 to go in this game. 35-34, Panthers with the lead. Three on the way, missed by Tatum Kramer. Goes out of bounds to Troy.
And you can start to feel the momentum shift Centralia's way. If you're Troy, you've got to just be patient. You're only down by 1 point. There's the majority of the fourth quarter left. Just relax, get back to what got you the lead early in this ballgame.
Franken triggers it in, gives it to Harper Westine, and she's fouled by Hayden Kramer. That'll be Hayden's second first team foul on Centralia in the quarter. So Troy will trigger it in from the far sideline. Troy moving right to left across your dial. Their home whites down by one. Judd to trigger, gets it into Westine in the backcourt. Guarded tightly by Kramer. Again, there's just no let-up by anybody on the Centralia team on the defensive side.
Oh, Dieters, she's got such quick, quick hands. Really frustrating, whoever has the ball offensively.
Kick ball, it'll stay Troy basketball, as Josie Haberkamp looked like a goalie there for a second.
I don't know what she was doing, trying to kick it towards her basket, maybe.
Troy to trigger it in from the sideline right in front of their bench. Gets it in to Tracy Grable in a backcourt violation. And I think the officials are going to come together here.
So here's what the question is going to be. She was in the front court. She went airborne, caught the ball, landed in the back court. That's not the correct call, because she never established with the ball in the front court.
So they do change the call. It'll stay Troy basketball here as Franken triggers it in to Gracie Grable. A lot of contact, but straight up was Josie Haberkamp, her second block of the night.
Yeah, great defense that time by Haberkamp. She came over, great help side, jumped straight up and down. Didn't bring the arms down.
It'll send Troy basketball underneath their own basket. Still 35-34 Centralia, 6:23 to go in this game. Another screen-to-screener,
but this ball game. That's 6 points off of what we call blobs, baseline out of bounds.
Blob for two, and Troy reclaims the lead, 36-35. Out of control, Dieters. Ball deflected, taken back to the top of the key. Tatum Kramer into the corner. Owen Dieters gets a screen, will fire a three on the way. Off the rim, no. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable. 11 lead changes in this ball game. Troy up by one. With 5:50 to go, here's a deflection and a steal. Layup on the way. No good by Hayden Kramer. But guess who's there? Tava Gibbs runs the floor. She gets her second chance opportunity. That shot's missed. Rebound ripped down by Westheim. Harper looking to push again. And we'll back things up.
Yep, patience. That's been the key to success for Troy tonight. They don't need to get in a track meet with Centralia late in this game.
Gracie Grable with the basketball. Picks up her dribble, needs some help, and another defensive foul of running through a screen as Nicole Judd sets the pick, and Hayden Kramer picks up her third.
Hayden Kramer a little bit frustrated with that one, but you can't run through the screener when they're set. She's chasing the ball as hard as she can, but you got to go around that screen.
Emerson Weber comes in for Nicole Judd for the Trojans. So on the floor, Weber, Gracie Grable, Carly Grable, Allie Franken, Harper Westheim for Troy. Into the corner, Harper Westheim fires a corner three on the way. No, rebound ripped down by Centralia. Here comes Hayden Kramer. She drives, and she's fouled by Emerson Weber, who just picked up her third. Also on the floor for the Panthers is Owen Dieters, Tava Gibbs, as well as Cora Thompson, Tatum Kramer, and Josie Haverkamp is going to check back in here in a second.
Officials trying to slow her down. They hadn't reported the foul yet.
Still need to report the foul. So out comes Thompson. In comes Thompson. And so you've got an exchange here. And Coach Jasper with a one-point lead. Bozzi wants to take a timeout. 5:13 to go in the ball game. 36-35 Troy. A barn burner is brewing here in the TBL. Back after this 30-second timeout on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Kansaland Radio.
Jacob Oz hanging out with you in Troy in the Twin Valley League girls ball game. 36-35 Trojans leading the Panthers from Centralia after this timeout by Coach Jasper. And scoring updates presented by Whole Town Auto House. How many vehicles have you seen today? Donovan West leading big over Axel 45-20 with 6 minutes to go in that game. Oskaloosa leading Valley Falls 27-18 on Care Country. Back into action here. Centralia with the basketball. Tatum Kramer skips it to the right wing. Hayden Kramer, now Owen Dieters from the top of the key.
Troy went back into their 1-3-1 zone.
Dieters to the rack. Her shot missed. Rebound ripped down by Gracie Grable. Her pass, her outlet, too strong. A ball on the deck and a jump ball. Possession will stay with Centralia.
Well, it's just fantastic hustle from both teams. Loose ball on the floor. You have four girls diving after that loose ball.
4:51 to go in this one. 36-35. Centralia trails by one, but they're triggering it in from underneath their own basket. Dieters triggers it in. Oh, and Hayden Kramer nearly touches that ball before it hits the out-of-bounds line, and it'll stay Panther basketball.
And it's been a physical game throughout the night, and I don't mind that as long as it's consistent. It's been that way the entire game.
Dieters triggers it in. Tatum Kramer with the left-handed dribble. She's guarded tightly by Franken. Now Dieters guarded by Westheim. On the left lane line, spins in the lane, trying to get some separation, absorbs contact, and is knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia basketball. Coach Jasper is begging for an offensive foul.
Boy, Owen Dieter, she is very aggressive. She's trying to make something happen. She tried to clear space there. I really thought it could have been an offensive foul. Officials let it go, didn't blow the whistle, and now the side ball.
Entry pass was tied up between Emerson Weber and Tava Gibbs. This time it's a turnover on the Panthers. They're 18th in the game, and Troy retains possession. 4:35 to go in this one. Allie Franken a trigger for Troy. Needs help. Finds it. Gracie Grable in the backcourt. Trap comes. dribbles back into the corner and gets it off to Harper Westside, and that's a speed boss quickly up the floor, nearly a kick ball, but a turnover nevertheless on the Trojans. So here come the Panthers, down by one. Dieters into the front court. Trap comes, the ball ripped away, and it's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay Centralia basketball.
Boy, I think, you know, like I said, it's been physical all game long. This is not any different than it was in the first quarter, but you only got 4 minutes left in the game, so emotions are running a little higher. Both teams are really reaching, and there's a lot of contact. Frustration level starting to climb.
Nice fast find to Taba Gibbs. Her shot, a lot of on the body, but again, like you said, they've been letting them play all game long. No whistle. Here come the Trojans. Westside, scoop shot, missed. Rebound ripped down by Dieters. Here comes the Panthers with numbers. Owen, right lane line drives. Everybody collapsing on her, and she's fouled, and will go to the line to shoot a couple.
And here's what's going to be a problem here at some point, is there is a lot of contact. That time they blew the whistle on the shooting foul, but you're seeing a lot of elbows flying after the contact. Somebody's going to get stuck. They're going to get hit with a foul because of a wild elbow. So Dieter to the line to shoot two after the second foul on Carly Crable.
Makes the first. She's got one more upcoming. She's a perfect buzz. 6 for 6 from the line tonight.
She's not somebody you want to put at the foul line if you're Troy.
Tied at 36 now. Our 12th lead change of the game. Centralia, 37-36. 3:53 to go in this one. Westside up the court to Gracie Grable. Nearly traveled with it. Gets it back to Westside. She's got Gibbs on her. Looking to drive, and she does. And a jump ball, great defensive play by Owen Dieters.
Yeah, that was a good drive by Westside down the right lane line, but Owen Dieters comes over and does a really nice job of getting on top of the ball. Good call by the official for a jump ball.
So turnover on Troy, now number 15 in this game. 3:35, clock moving. Centralia up by one with the basketball. Both teams looking a little gassed right now.
They've expended a ton of energy.
Hayden Kramer with a circus shot from the middle of the lane from 5 feet. And the Panthers have a 3-point lead now. Her first field goal of the game. Quickly up the floor come the Trojans. Shot missed by Carly Grable. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer. And a foul will be on the Trojans. Emerson Weber, who just picked up her fourth personal foul.
Yeah, Weber'd like to have that shot back under the basket. It was contested a little bit, but that's one I'm sure wishes she would have made.
14 fouls on the Trojans as well. The next foul will put the Panthers in the bonus, and the officials are. You got to keep in mind we're in Troy, and I want to say that because the bleachers are on top of the court.
Yeah,
they're
this right
is there. An old school style gymnasium where you hear everything.
Yeah. Well, this official, I've seen him a lot over the years, a good official, but he's kind of given eyeballs to the Centralia fans and the Troy fans. Things are getting, it's a great ball game.
It's a great ball game. 3 minutes to go. That was a turnover on the Panthers. A wide open three from Westside. It's good. Wow.
And there was bodies all over the floor on those screens. They looked like bowling pins just toppling, but Westside didn't let it affect her.
4-3 of the game, and then a stepping out of bounds with Tatum Kramer as coming over defensively was Carly Grable, just cut off the baseline.
Yeah, there wasn't anywhere for her to go. She was pushing the issue to the baseline. It was not a bad move. She just got herself stuck on the baseline, stepped out of bounds.
Tied at 39, 2:50 to go in the game. Franken needs help. She throws it into the front court to Gracie Grable, who comes up to Carly Grable, the Trojan, looking to back things up here. And Harper Westside has the basketball between the rings.
After Troy, you want to run some offense here.
Instead, Franken fires a straightaway three. No, rebound Westside. Her layup, it's good. And our 13th lead change. And a foul on Troy. 2:27 to go. It's 41-39, and Weber just fouled out of this game.
Yeah, and she fouled out of the game, which is a big blow, but also that's the fifth foul with 2:27 left. Troy committed the fifth foul, so now every foul here on out is going to be free throws, and Owen Dieters goes to the line.
7 for 7 tonight. Has two coming here to try and tie this game. First free throw is good. She's got 18, Buzz, and it's 41-40, 2:27 to go in this one. trying to tie it up with this one. Peters eyes it, tries it. Cannot buy it off the back rim. Rebound ripped down by Weststein. And then Peters is called for a foul, reaching in here on Weststein. And that's just the third team foul on Centralia. All of Troy's players were going down for free throws.
Yeah, not yet. You got two more. Well, this full court pressure by Centralia is really causing Troy fits right now.
Third foul on Peters. Westside gets the entry from Franken, still in the backcourt. Peters comes over, and that's going to be off of Troy. They can't save it. It's a turnover on Troy. Peters defensively bugged.
Yeah, now here's the deal. I agree. A lot of great defense from Peters. That time she tried to poke the ball away from behind, kind of swung down with the arm. A lot of contact. No call, and that's been the way this fourth quarter's gone.
So a turnover on the Trojans, and now Centralia. Opportunity to take the lead with a made basket here. Here's Hayden Kramer's shot. No. Rebound ripped down by Owen Dieters. To the right block. Bank shot. It's good. Timeout, Coach Thompson. For Centralia. 2:02 to go. That was our 14th lead change in the game. It's 42-41 Centralia. We're back in 30 seconds for the final couple minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
What a ball game we've got here in the Twin Valley League. It's Troy versus Centralia. One's 4-0 in the league, one's 2-3 in the league. Records, throw them out.
Doesn't even matter. This is a big game. I'm impressed. You know, a team that's 10-1 comes into your house. Obviously, there's a lot of motivation to play well and knock them off, but I'm a little surprised Troy has played fantastic tonight.
2:02 to go in this one. You're hanging out with Jake and Bonds here in Troy. Chance Link back at the studios. It's 42-41 Centralia with the one-point lead. Out of the Centralia timeout, Franken to trigger it in. Turns it over. Ball on the deck and a jump ball. Possession will stay with Troy.
Yeah, Centralia, they're in a full court press. They don't have anybody on the ball right now. We're going to Coach Jasper wants to talk about this full court press.
There's a lot of we're going to keep this one here, Chance. 2 minutes to go in this one, just a 30-second break. 42-41, Centralia with the advantage right now. But we've talked about this pressure all game long. What's different right now? Obviously, people maybe are starting to tense up a little bit because it's the end of the game.
Well, they're just the pressure within the press is a lot more than it was early in the ball game. And what's happening? So, Centralia, they're not putting anybody on the ball. They're bringing that girl back into kind of a center field. So now you're left with two offensive guards, and they're playing man on those two guards. So they're switching those screens. They're trying to screen from the ball side low block up to the opposite elbow. Centralia's just switching those, so nobody's open. They've got to get some help from the half court. They got to get somebody flashing down the sideline.
Allie Franken to trigger in for Centralia, and a foul will be called here on Troy, Gracie Grable, who was trying to set a screen. The official gets with a moving screen, and Gracie Grable is going to pick up her second personal foul. That's going to put Centralia back at the line to shoot two.
Yeah, the officials are kind of talking about this. A moving screen, so player control, air control, free throws.
Yep, good call. So no time came off the clock. Still 1:59 to go on this one. Centralia instead triggers in from underneath her own basket. It's into Josie Haberkamp. She's double-teamed, needs help, finds Kayla Gibbs, swatted away. Filled by Carly Grable, out of bounds, off Centralia.
What a fantastic play by Troy. That was Carly Grable, able to get a piece of the shot and then fight for the rebound, and Troy gets possession.
So Troy trying to trigger it in again against this full-court pressure. They do get it in this time to Harper Weststein, who dribbles it off her foot, able to pick it back up and get across the timeline. Quickly up the floor, it's Franken. Allie left block, shot missed. Rebound backside, though, by Tatum Kramer for Centralia. Maybe a rush shot there by Franken. Nevertheless, Centralia with the basketball up by one with 90 ticks remaining in this one. Right wing it goes. Hayden Kramer skips it over to Dieters in the left wing. Owen dribbles in, needs help, kicks it out, Tatum Kramer, and they're going to run offense here.
Yeah, Troy's in the 1-3-1 zone. They're trying to extend it and put a little more pressure on the guards, but Centralia doing a nice job of handling that pressure.
Owen Dieters on the right wing, kicks it to the left wing, Tatum Kramer, no shots will go up here for Centralia unless it's in a layup, huh?
Yeah, layups, free throws and layups. That's the mantra late in the game. There's the layup.
Backside find to Cora Thompson, her bank shot over! Allie Franken is good, her first basket of the game, and it's a three-point ball game with under a minute to go. The pressure now backs off for Centralia. Up the floor come the Trojans. It's Gracie Grable on the left wing with 45 seconds left.
A great switch that time by Isabel Haverkamp from Centralia. Ball screen, she switched and stopped the dribble drive.
Left side to the right corner, it's Judd. Undersized and a big drill on her, able to find though, Carly Grable with 30 seconds to go and a timeout on the floor. 44-41, 30 seconds remain in this one. Troy's got the basketball. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. It's Troy with the basketball down by three against Centralia here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
KNZA.
Twin Valley League action here on 103.9 FM. It's your Tuesday night game of the week, and it's living it up. Here, Jacob Oz here with Chance Link back at the studios. And, Bozzy, how important was that end of the third quarter halftime three from Owen Dieters right now?
It's huge. I mean, you can go back over the course of the game and say, hey, these were key moments, but that three right at the end of the third quarter, that's the differential in the game right now.
44-41, Centralia with the lead, Troy to trigger it in. It's Harper Wetstein. Gets it into Gracie Grable. Under 30 seconds clock moving now here in this one. Trying to find Wetstein a little far right corner. It's knocked out of bounds off of Dieters. It'll stay Troy basketball.
Troy, they ran the sideline inbounds play. Wetstein inbounded it to the top of the key, tried to run all the way along the baseline. Owen Dieters read it perfectly, almost got the steal.
Wetstein to trigger it in this time. It is stolen by Dieters. Owen into the front court, right lane line drive, shot up and good, and the foul. How good is this junior, Bobby?
Well, she's got great instinct. She anticipates the ball so well. She's just a dog on defense, just absolutely pressures the ball everywhere.
20 seconds remaining. It's a five-point game now, 46-41. Dieters' free throw is good. She's got 23 in the game. Trojans quickly get it in. They got to go quickly, down by six now. It's Wetstein. Harper dribbles it behind her back, behind the ring, needs to put up a three, and she does. That one too strong. Rebound ripped down by Hayden Kramer. Dribbled it off of Owen Dieters with 5 seconds left. Coach Jasper says no fouls. This will be the way the game.
Just kidding. Jump ball.
Jump ball right at the end there. 2 seconds to go. And Judd looks over at Coach Jasper and just smiles and says, hey. So with 2 seconds to go, Centralia triggers it into Dieters, and that will do it. 47-41. Centralia gets everything and then some from this Troy Trojan team tonight, and able to continue that win streak now, moving it to 11.
Yeah, just you kind of feel bad for Troy. They played a really, really good basketball game, but just Centralia too much down the stretch. The pressure kind of got to Troy late in the game, and they had more turnovers late in the game that led to some easy buckets from Centralia.
A 15-7 fourth quarter for Centralia proves to be the difference. A six-point win on the road in the Twin Valley League is a tough thing to do. We'll summarize as we got to get to our BS Doors Real Estate post-game report. Whether you're buying or selling, use the best in the business for agriculture, commercial, or residential. That's BOutdoorsRealEstate.com. Chris Seymour, Ryan Limkuhl, proud to sponsor our post-game show. We'll talk about it in a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Monday through Friday, Kyle wins, Kyle wins, Kyle wins.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Moro Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moro Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Hey, welcome into our Be Outdoors Real Estate Post Game Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here in Troy tonight. Chance Link back at the studios. And what a game we just took in on the girls' side. And that the boys' game is anywhere close to that, which we expect it to be. And they'll have a really fun Tuesday night.
Absolutely.
47-41 Centralia outscores Troy 15-7 in that fourth quarter. And if you go back to even the final half second of the third quarter, 18-7 because Owen Dieters hit that three at the buzzer to end the third quarter from half court. But a final of 47-41 here tonight from Troy. That drops Troy to 6-7 overall and 2-4 in league play. But for Centralia, the 10-game winning streak will extend to 11 now, and they are now 11-1 overall and a perfect 5-0 in league play. How important was it for the Centralia team to face the adversity they faced tonight and still get a dub?
Well, we've talked about this before. The TBL is no joke. Guys, girls, it doesn't matter. Specifically on the girls' side, though, night in, night out, you're going to get tested, and that's what Troy did tonight. Just they played a really good basketball game. I can't say it enough how well they played. They did exactly what they needed to against Centralia. I feel like they just kind of let the pressure get to them late in the game. They got hurried up a little bit on offense and didn't shoot the ball really, really good late in the second half. Centralia, though, they're just you could kind of see a little bit of the panic, though. As the game progressed, there was a 7-point lead at one point for Troy in the second half. And Centralia was really, they had to fight. They had to fight all game long and keep their composure, and they did that, which that's going to make them better down the road.
Yeah, the lead you referenced, 29-22 in the third quarter, Centralia was trailing by 7. And then you look at that moment on in this ball game to close out the third quarter, Centralia then goes on a 10-3 run, or 10-5 run, excuse me, to close out the third frame. But you parlay that all the way till the end of the ball game, Boz, and it's a 25-12 run to close out the game. That's impressive, and it's a battle-tested team that showed it tonight. But again, take nothing away from this Troy team because they played about as perfect of a ball game as you can from the offensive standpoint. A couple areas that I know you'll reference here in a second, maybe with some turnovers and getting sped up late in that game. But leading the way for Troy in the loss tonight, Harper Wedstein, 23 points, including 4 three-pointers. Then it drops down to Allie Franken with 10 points, 3 for Carly Grable, 2 each for Allison and Grable and Emerson Weber, and then a free throw from Gracie Grable. For Centralia, Owen Dieters, 23 points on the night for her, including a couple of threes, 10 points for Tava Gibbs, 4 for Tatum Kramer, 3 for Keelan Rempe, 2 for Cora Thompson, 2 for Isabel Haverkamp, 3 for Hayden Kramer and 4 for Tatum Kramer for the Panthers. But some other statistics that stuck out to you.
Well, the big difference in this ball game, Centralia just got things going late. They didn't shoot the ball very well in the first half, 39%. They ended the game at 43%, so they were a little more efficient the second half. The other thing that was kind of big, the offensive boards. Centralia had 8 offensive boards, which doesn't seem like a ton. Troy had 5 offensive boards, but here's the difference. Those offensive boards that Centralia got, a lot of them were late in the game. They were second-chance opportunities Centralia was able to convert on, in particular the one late in the game when Owen Dieters got the offensive rebound, put it back up, got fouled, made the and one. Those were critical times during the game when Centralia hit the offensive glass and were able to convert.
Free throws tonight went the way of the Panthers, making 12 of 16. Troy, just 9 attempts tonight, 5. And the old adage is, if you can make more free throws than your opponent shoots, a lot of times that's a good recipe for success, and that's what the Centralia Panthers were able to do tonight.
Yeah, it just separated them. With the game being so close like that, if you can go to the foul line and knock down a lot of those shots, it just gives you that little bit of breathing room. And Centralia didn't have breathing room, but they made those critical free throws that just was, instead of separating and giving you a lead, that got them in the game, kept them in the game, and ultimately got them ahead.
I don't think there's any question who our Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha player to bank on is tonight, but I want to give you the opportunity to explain to me who your pick is tonight.
Carol, here's the deal. You can't go out of a game like this without recognizing two fantastic players. Owen Dieters had a fabulous game. She was all over it offensively and defensively. But Harper Westside, Owen Dieters was guarding her the entire game, putting a ton of pressure on her. She handled the ball, was also able to score. So I'm not leaving.
You want to go Co?
Co, okay. Farmer State player, to, or Citizen State Bank, players to bank on both those gals tonight.
Okay, so we're doing Co, players to bank on tonight.
Yes.
Citizen State Bank Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Harper Westside with 23 points. Owen Dieters with 23 points. I'm not going to argue with you too
Let's
much
go.
About that. Again, phenomenal games by those two girls here tonight. It was a matchup we knew coming into this one that would be good, and it lived up to the billing. Final score again from the girls, Centralia, 47, Troy, 41. Our nightcap is about to get underway here in about 5 or 6 minutes. The 7-5 Troy Trojans, 4-1 in league play underneath Coach Jonathan Rodvelt, take on Centralia Panthers, 7-4 overall, a perfect 4-0 in the TVL. We'll be back here in just a little bit with the boys contest. That should be a fun one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.